have in recent years become a bit of a pattern.
And just to emphasise what you've just said, I think I'm right in saying Donald Trump did his final campaign stop in New Hampshire, a state with only 4 electoral college votes. And I'm sure Simon Marks in Washington can put me right on that if I got it wrong. Simon.
Well, I'm very glad, Ian, that you've got Gareth there explaining the Electoral College to you, because foreign correspondents based in this town live in dread of having to explain the Electoral College every 4 years. So I'm glad that that is off my agenda tonight. Let me tell you what is on my agenda. You said that Donald Trump's campaign manager was indicating that this could be a tough night ahead for him. She has said that she believes that there are half a dozen different paths to victory. I mean, essentially, what the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign have to do is put together a mosaic of the right states in that electoral college to find a path to victory. Kellyanne Conway saying that she believes there are half a dozen possible permutations that favor Donald Trump, but there are far more likely permutations favoring Hillary Clinton as we head into the night. And she has also conceded that Donald Trump is ready for either eventuality tonight, either victory or defeat. That may be an indication that perhaps he does actually have the concession gene. We haven't seen very much of that during the course of this campaign, but will he make an orthodox concession speech if he loses? That will be a question for a little bit later in the evening. We are seeing more exit poll data that again seems to suggest that Hillary Clinton may open up a margin against him. In one exit poll, Donald Trump has a large advantage among white voters without a university degree. As we expected, 65% Trump to 29% Clinton. But Trump and Clinton, reports Politico, the website, are neck and neck among white voters with a university degree, an otherwise reliably Republican support group over the past 50 years of election polling. So that would suggest Hillary Clinton is making some inroads there. I'm joined here in our Washington broadcast studio overlooking the White House by a very old friend and colleague of mine, Mike Masetic. He's the former foreign news editor for the PBS NewsHour here in the United States, now an independent political analyst. And we have done the last couple of elections together, and we're looking forward to a long night together here once again. And Mike, everything that you are seeing in this very early stages of the campaign, does it suggest to you that if you were a Hillary Clinton supporter or campaign team member, you'd be feeling pretty confident and relaxed at the moment?
I cannot imagine them feeling relaxed. I would think they would be mildly confident about the early voting, the heavy turnouts, the Latino voting, which is really going to be crucial in this election. Those three factors should be making them feel pretty good.
And let me ask you specifically about the Latino voting, because we have seen numbers. Certainly the Clinton campaign was promoting these numbers earlier in the week of very heavy Latino participation in early voting in Florida. We've seen similar engagement by Latino and Hispanic voters in other states where early voting has taken place. Is it possible that that is a group that was so motivated to reject Donald Trump's proposals of building a wall, of closing America's borders, that ultimately they may be the people that cost him the keys to the White House?
Oh, absolutely. You cannot go around and call a group of voters rapists and criminals, as he did to people coming over from the border, and then expect them to turn around and enthusiastically support you in the November election. The critical thing about Latinos is not their rate in the national population, which is 14-15%, but the fact that they are packed in critical states like Florida, Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona.
And let me ask you about Hillary Clinton. It is very early in the night here. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I spoke a couple of hours ago to a Democrat with impeccable party ties who said to me that if she wins this election, she should not confuse this with a mandate. In other words, that the country is so divided that the Clinton team would be making a mistake if they thought that she had been elected on a tide of popular enthusiasm. Fair comment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this may be a 51-50-49 election. That's not a mandate. And she has, at this point, a narrow, narrow chance of getting one House of Congress to her party, much less two houses.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking more about the congressional races a little bit later in the evening. That's Mike Mosetic. He's going to be with me throughout the night here in our studio overlooking the White House. And now I will send you back to Sheila Fogarty, enjoying life at the American Embassy in London.
I am. A lot of people with glasses of red wine keep walking past me going, oh, look, the radio. And I'm thinking, oh, look, glass of red wine.